This is KLCC News. I'm Angela Kellner. The Trump administration has issued executive orders rolling back vehicle gas mileage minimums and the Clean Power Plan, both of which would have put the United States on a path to lower greenhouse gas emissions. Political leaders on the West Coast have condemned the decisions. The governors of Oregon and Washington signed on to joint statements deriding the climate policy shifts, saying they will chart a different course. Joining me now to talk about this stand by Northwest leaders is Jess Burns of our EarthFix team. Hi, Jess.
Hey, Angela.
So West Coast leaders are saying they will chart a different course. This is pretty big talk coming from our leaders on an issue as difficult to tackle as climate change. What exactly do they mean?
Well, there's definitely a lot tied up in this statement, Angela. But front and center, it seems to be countering a Trump administration narrative that climate change isn't caused by humans and that regulations on greenhouse gas emissions are killing jobs. So Oregon Governor Kate Brown and Governor Jay Inslee of Washington are saying instead that humans are the cause of climate change and that our future economic prosperity depends on acting now to minimize it.
So what is Oregon and Washington's place in this?
I've been hearing a couple different ways to look at this. Here's one from climate activist Alan Journay. He's with Southern Oregon Climate Action Now.
If we don't do what we can do, we're in absolutely no position to be asking other entities to do their share. We have to do our share, and then we can ask others to do their share, and then we can protect our corner of the globe.
Another way to look at it is that we are tiny. Not that many people live in the Northwest. Grant Jacobson, a public policy professor at the University of Oregon, he broke a piece of it down for me.
1% of U.S. emissions are associated with Oregon, and U.S. is maybe 15% of worldwide. And so even if we had aggressive policies that were very effective, that's not going to make a very big dent.
It does seem like Democratic leadership on the West Coast is taking the less fatalistic of these two approaches.
Are there ways to combat this problem of scale?
Yeah, definitely. And the most obvious road leads us to California, which has made a similar statement of resistance against the Trump administration. If the state of California were a country, it would have the sixth largest economy in the world. So as much as I know it hurts Northwesterners to admit it sometimes, they're kind of a big deal. So we could join forces with them.
And what would that look like?
Well, there's an organization called the Western Climate Initiative. It's a carbon trading marketplace for states trying to limit industry greenhouse gas emissions with cap and trade. So right now in the Oregon legislature, there's a bill that would set up this kind of system. The bill's sponsor is Springfield Senator Lee Beyer.
For a small state like Oregon, you got to hook on to somebody else. And what we'd be hooking on to, it's not just California, but it's the western provinces and Canada.
Quebec is a partner as well. Washington has a slightly different version of a carbon trading in place, and they're expected to decide later this year if industries can join that larger California and Canadian market.
What about transportation? That's a pretty big issue in all of this. And the Trump administration seems set on reversing limits on pollution from vehicles.
Yeah, the president has called for a review of current car and truck fuel economy standards. What Oregon and Washington can do here, once again, is hitch their wagons to California, because California has this special status under the Clean Air Act, and it allows them to set stricter pollution standards than the federal government. And other states can opt to use California's rules. Oregon and Washington, we've already done this for tailpipe emissions. If the fuel economy standards do weaken under Trump, it's possible that California could use their waiver to keep Obama's ambitious goals in place. And we in the Northwest, we'd have the ability to opt in.
Well, Jess, thank you so much for catching us up on this important topic.
Thank you.
Jess Burns is a reporter with EarthFix. For KLCC News, I'm Angela Kellner.